This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. We're in Washington. Our colleague Renee Montaigne is in Kabul watching a presidential campaign unfold. Hi, Renee.
Good morning, Steve. You know, Steve, we've been learning about how some of the many challengers in this election are getting their messages out. And this morning, we're going to hear how the top candidate, that's President Hamid Karzai, is reeling in the votes by traveling to one rally that took him to a remote valley here. That's President Karzai saying thank you to a crowd of thousands in the Valley of Kayan. Most have walked for as much as a day to get here. Some have driven from as far away as Kabul, 9 hours over mountains still cool with snow and dirt roads to camp out in this hot valley. As President Karzai told them, long distances to mark the dawn of Afghanistan's modern political history.
This is a great day for me and for the democracy of this country, which we started 7 years ago.
Just an hour before, the presidential helicopter landed in a nearby pasture where a sacrificial bull was waiting for him, fresh blood flowing from a neck neatly sliced. Sharpshooters from the Afghan National Army were on the surrounding mountains. And when candidate Karzai stepped out of the helicopter, he rushed by in a cloud of dust and security, arm in arm with the sponsor of this rally, Mansoor Nadiri. Mansoor Nadiri leads a small political party, but much more to the point, he's the revered leader of a minority Shiite sect, the Ismailis, who have called this Kayan Valley home for centuries. When he arrives on stage, Karzai says he has come, in his words, to kiss the hand of this man.
Power is in the hands of people today. If Karzai wants to become president, he needs to come to your leader. Your leader will order his people to vote for Karzai, and his people will vote for Karzai.
This part of Karzai's speech suggests what his opponents have been charging. Even as he campaigns, he's not really counting on direct appeals to voters, but rather on making deals with those who can deliver votes. What you're hearing now is how Ismailis greet their religious leader. Mansoor Nadiri passes through the throngs, his hands raised in a kind of blessing, and his followers reach a near hysteric pitch, trying to touch him, kiss his ring, simply get close. Even women press forward aggressively, most in brightly colored veils and glittery dresses, but the few in burqas have thrown them off their faces to get a better look. In a quiet moment, Mansoor Nadiri says, through his son, who's translating, that one reason he has thrown his support behind Karzai is because the president has managed to bring Afghanistan's warring ethnic groups and tribes together.
First of all, as we all know, Afghanistan has been facing a civil war for the past 27 years or so. And to overcome the fighting that was existed amongst the Afghans themselves, this was a huge task. And President Karzai, he was the only figure that could unite all the different tribes in Afghanistan.
This is not a small thing for these Ismailis, who are a tiny sect of Shiite Muslims in a mostly Sunni country. Then, without being asked, Mansoor Nadiri changes the subject and says he wants to get something straight right away. There's no kind of political deal here.
The support and the backing that my father and his community has given for President Karzai has not been due to deal-making or being bought out. What you saw the gathering earlier, that kind of affection and love cannot be bought.
Political observers here and Karzai's critics might see it very differently. One of them is Daoud Soltanzoy. He's a member of parliament who has watched with dismay as Afghanistan's warlords continue to wield political influence here. One of the most powerful is now Karzai's running mate. And as it happens, one warlord who years ago ruthlessly ruled the Kayan Valley is the son of Mansour Nadiri. And that's part of the reason, says Daoud Sultanzoy, that Nadiri lost influence in his valley and now needs Karzai.
Mr. Mansour Nadiri is sort of putting his eggs in Karzai's basket, predicting that Karzai will win and then he will probably regain his influence in his region. So he has made a calculated move.
And from President Karzai's side, going to this remote place and talking to these people got him what? Would Mansour Nadiri be able to deliver enough votes to make it worth President Karzai's
while? I think Mansour Nadiri, unfortunately, in this country, we still live in a country where one person can bring his flock of sheep and tell them to vote for this guy. That will happen. Probably bring about 100,000 votes.
Certainly in the West, delivering votes is a time-honored political tradition. Those who can really do it can wield great power. And historically, some power brokers have been quite unsavory. But here in Afghanistan, there is virtually no accountability, no oversight in where millions in campaign money is coming from or going, and where in the U.S. a big bundler of donations or votes may be rewarded with, say, the ambassadorship to the Bahamas. Here in Afghanistan, a presidential candidate has much, much more to offer. That's because the president appoints nearly all of the most powerful positions. Member of Parliament Daoud Sultanzoy is among those charging that, as president, Hamid Karzai has used the power of those appointments to maximum effect.
First of all, it was very telling about 3 years ago when the appointments, governors, and then he started to appoint mayors, appoint district governors, and appoint other administrators from the province level all the way to village level. And one of the preconditions of these appointments were, or is, and I know this firsthand, anybody that is appointed has to commit himself for the re-election of Mr. Karzai and work for the election. And usually people say, where's the evidence? But when fraud is taking place, when corruption is taking place, nobody gives you a receipt to say, okay, here's what I did. So the evidence is what we see. The evidence is what has not been accomplished in this country.
Back at the rally in the Kayan Valley, the followers of Mansour Nadiri are not here to talk deals. They're here to support their leader's choice for the next president of Afghanistan. On stage, incumbent Karzai extols the considerable progress Afghanistan has made during his years as president. Hundreds of miles of new roads, tens of thousands of new university students, many of them women. But he promises what they most want: clinics, electricity, prosperity, and peace. And he ends his list with a version of one of the most famous American campaign promises ever: a chicken in every pot.
I wish that you all have good houses and paved roads, and wish your kids to be educated. This is the Afghanistan that I want, and your vote is going in the right direction.
Morning Edition's Renee Montaigne is reporting this month from Afghanistan as Afghans choose a wartime leader. And tomorrow we'll listen as those candidates try to woo an important ethnic group. It's Morning Edition from NPR News.